So we still have a little bit at the end of Kuf Pei Dalet we want to do, and hopefully we'll do Kuf Pei Hei and Kuf Pei Vav. See what happens. So at the end of Kuf Pei Dalet, Siv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef talk about what is the Shir Midoraisa for a Chiyuv to bench. We talked last time about the Machlokas Rishonim. No, we didn't get to that. We talked about the, as Moshe Siegel said, satiation versus satisfaction. Is that how you put it?
I said satiation doesn't necessarily mean full. That's what I said.
Full versus, what was the other word you used?
Satiety. That's another word for satiation.
Right. Okay, good. So, so we saw the differing opinions in Rishonim, and we'll actually get back to that a little bit today, because it's going to come up as well over in today's sugya. We're going to skip that. What's the Shir De'oraisa for Me'ein Shalosh? So, first of all, this is only a Shaila if you assume Me'ein Shalosh is De'oraisa. But if we assume Me'ein Shalosh is De'oraisa, what is the Shir? So we already saw that for benching, Rov Rishonim, or at least Tosus and the Rambam, many Rishonim, I assume Rov, hold that you need Sviya Mamish. So we talked about last time what Sviya Mamish means, but you need Sviya Mamish. So now the question is, what's the Shir for Me'ein Shalosh, assuming it's Midoraisa? Now, it would be strange. On one hand, you would think it should be Sviya Mamish, because after all, the Pasuk says, V'chalta v'savata. It's the same Pasuk. And so, therefore, you would need Sviya. On the other hand, it's strange to say that, because typically these foods, let's say grapes, don't fill you up, right? It's not the derech achila to be full with grapes. You're not yotzei for grapes if you bench. So again, who is this akasha for? It's not akasha if you learn that Me'ein Shalosh is derabbanan, let's say for the Rambam. Because even though the Rambam says you need Sviya Mamish, he doesn't hold Me'ein Shalosh is deraisa. And it's not akasha for the Ritva and the Rashba who learn that even for Birkas HaMazon this year is going to be Kezias or Kebetza. Because then, who went in Me'ein Shalosh? It's only going to be a Shiloh, let's say, for the Rush. The Rush paskins that you're not chayv Birkas HaMazon Midorais unless you're Sviya. And yet, the Beis Yosef points out in Siman Reish test that the Rush holds Me'ein Shalosh is Doraisa. It's a Shiloh for the Bahag, for example. So that's where we have Akasha. So the Sefer HaChinuch that we saw last time at the end of this year that the Mishnah Brura cites addresses this issue. He says something very interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that there are some Yesh Mei Rabboseinu Shedait and Lomar Ki HaTorah Techayvenu Bracha Achas Bracha Achar Kol Sheva Saminim. So there are some Rishonim who hold that Me'ein Shalosh is Del Raisa. The Amru Gamkein Shesviya Del Raisa Hi BeKabetza Levad De behachi miyasva daite dinish. And they also hold that the Shir De'oraisa for Birkas HaMazon is beitza, because that's miyasva daite dinish. So what is the Sefer HaChinuch? How did the Sefer HaChinuch know that these two shailas are tali zebizeh? How did he know that just if you hold that Me'ein Shalosh is De'oraisa, then Birkas HaMazon De'oraisa also would have to be on a beya? Where did he get that from? Because of this question, right? Because the Sefer HaChinuch thought it doesn't make sense that you would be chayav mid'oraisa for Me'ein Shalosh only if there's Sviya Mamish. After all, it's not the derech to fill yourself up with grapes. It may not even work. And it's also not mistaber that there's a different shear for Birkas HaMazon de'oraisa and Me'ein Shalosh de'oraisa. After all, they're both derived from the Chalta Nesmat V'Yerachta. So Memela, the only way you could hold Me'ein Shalosh is Midoraisa is if you also happen to hold that the Shir Del Raisa for Birkas HaMazon is kibetza. And then we'll say the shear for everything is yisuve daita, which he assumes is a beya. So that's great. That's great for the Sefer Chanuch. We understand where he's coming from. But what do the other Rishonim hold? In other words, we already showed that this cheshbon doesn't work for everybody. Let's say the Rush. So l'chora, they have to say something very similar to what the Chinuch himself said, which we mentioned last time for Birkas Hamazon device. Remember, the Sefer Chinuch said there's a subjectivity. What does Sviya mean? Right? Sviya for a tzaddik means 3/4 full, and for a Beinoni means full, and for the glutton means overfull. So maybe for grapes, it means Yisuve Daita, and for bread, it means Sviya, or Sviya Mamish. In other words, they would say, and you could add that, especially if you hold Shivas Aminim as Daraisa, it's coming from a different pasuk, so maybe there's room even in the psukim for somewhat of differentiation. Again, Uveirachta, there's still only one Uveirachta, but there's some room. So that's l'chora what you're going to have to say. And maybe there's a raya for this, or you could be docha, from Lamed Hamed Beis. Because remember, the Gemara said that yayin is better than bread, right? Why? Chamra is beitarti, soidim is sameach, whereas bread is only soid. So the Gemara says, so you should say, you should bench on wine. And the Gemara says, lo kavi inshi sudasaihu. That's not what people do. And the Gemara says, l'kshiyavo, what if they do? L'kshiyavo liyavi yomar, iyavik fiusa, hashtamiya batladai to etzel kol adam. So what do we see? We see that the chiyav de'orayitz of main shalosh is even kishalo kavale, right? Because that's exactly what we're saying. There is no kfiyas. Maybe we could docha the rai a little bit, but that's, I think, the pashtus. So, good. Now, I don't want to get into this too much now, but a ha'ara that's going to come back to this is something that we talked about a little bit when we did Pasuk Baba Kisnin, and the question is, if you assume Birkas, you're not Yotze Birkas HaMazon with Alamichya, and you had Tzviya, and these things are Safik Pas, how does that work, right? That's going to relate to this question, but I don't want to get into it. Another related question is the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Reish Yud about what's the din if you ate Pachos, you had Tzviya, but Pachos Michdechi Las Pras, right? What would that be? And the Magen Avraham talks about that and the like. It gets back to the question we talked about last time about the Mechayev. Is the Mechayev Sviya or Achila? Here you have Sviya without Achila. What would that mean? Okay, but I think, well, I want to go on to the new Siman. So let's turn to Siman Kuf Pei Hei. So Sif Aleph tells us the Halacha. Berachos Hamazon Nemra B'chol Lashon. You could mention any language. It doesn't have to be Lashon HaKodesh. What about if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? So the Posim say, you're Yotze if you bench, though you're not necessarily Yotze if somebody's trying to be Motzi you. But if you bench, even though I don't know the meaning of the words, I could bench. The question, though, is, what's the better thing to do? Is it better, and this is a Shaila for benching, Shaila for Tefillah, what's the better thing to do? Would it be better to bench in English and know the meaning of the words, or to bench in Lashon HaKodesh and not know the meaning of the words? So the Bir Halacha addresses this in Siman Kuf Aleph, and he writes that the Sefer Hasidim says that mutav l'spala b'lashon shemevin, emeinu mevin b'lashon hakodesh, umuchach b'sefer Hasidim, dehainu dafka imu yari shemayim, v'ritzono b'zeh rak k'desh yispala b'kavana. So somebody wants to bench in English, not in Hebrew. Why? So if the kavana is to bench with kavana, so that, yes, better to say it in English than in Hebrew. Avalim eino b'chiyai gavna. Let's say that's not the reason. Let's say they want to bench in English because it's easier, because it goes faster, or some other reason. So then, yispal b'lashon hakodesh. Why? Because lashon hakodesh has skulos rabos mikol ha'lashon. Ruah lashon hakodesh baruch hu medaber manviyav. As the Ramban says, he was born the world with this. And not only that, but in Lashon HaKodesh, the Lashon of the Tefillah, which was created by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, was instituted with tremendous depth and secrets and the like. And Ukshanu Omrim Dvarim Elu Kilashonam Shel Knesset HaGdolah Af She'ein Anu Yodin L'Chavein Mikol Makom Also Lanu Tefillah Seinu Kehogen Ki Atevus Atzman Polim Kedushasan L'malam Hashen Ken Kshimels Balim L'Lashon Laz. So the answer is, it depends. There's a maila to Lashon HaKodesh, he says, because there are all sorts of skulos that are only in Lashon HaKodesh. But at the same time, if somebody says, but I won't understand it and I want to have kavana, so that's even more important. So somebody who's motivated to be have kavana, so they should daven taka in English, that's what the Sefer Hasidim and the Bir Halacha explain. The only thing I would add is that nowadays that might be relevant occasionally, but not really, because you know there's an option for both. So get an interlinear chumash or siddur, I mean, with the Hebrew on top and English on the bottom, and you could do both. In other words, there's no reason anymore for a person, again, maybe occasionally, but generally speaking, there's no reason for a person to have to choose between, if you don't yet read Hebrew, so fine, then it's relevant. But once a person, you know, learns Hebrew, even if they don't understand Hebrew, then really we have the possibility of having the best of both worlds. But that's a very important idea. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Kuf Pehe gives us a little bit of chizuk for Birkas Hamazon, which it's important. It's important as we learn these halachos that we don't just learn halacha, but that affects the way we bench. So this little chizuk for that, the Mishnah Berurah writes from the Sefer HaChinuch that if you're zahir bevirkas hamazon, mizonosav mitsuyos lo kol yamav bekavod. So therefore, you should use a bencher, not to bench by heart. And he has that very fascinating story from the Sefer Hasidim. So this is something that finally I know I need to work on as I learn the halachos of Birkas HaMazon to make sure that it affects the way I bench. Okay, turning to Sif Beis. So there's a machlokas amarayim if your yotze with hear her. So what is this depending on? It's a machlokas between Ravina and Rav Chista. The Mishnah in the third parak says that a balkari doesn't make brachos, but when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, he should be, Kriyashma actually, he should be Maharher. According to Ravina, hear her is Kedibur Dami. Why does it say you should be Maharher? Because you're yotze with hear her. And if you're Maharher Belibo, then that's a good tefillah, that's a good bracha. And Rav Chista says, no, hear her is Lav Kedibur Dami. Why do you do it? So that when everybody else is saying Shema, and be Makav Al Malchus Shemaim, so you should just be sitting around doing nothing. So also, you should be Mahayr B'Shema. But not that you're actually Yotze. To be Yotze, you need to actually say the words. How do we paskin? So there are some Rishonim who paskin hear her Kedibur. There's a view of the Rambam, the Smag, the Riaz. But Rov Rishonim paskin like Rav Chista, hear her is Lav Kedibur Dami. Among them, Rabbeinu Hanano, Rabbeinu Yonah, or Zeruah, Rosh, Ravid, and others. And that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, both in terms of Hilchos Kriyashma, Simen Samach Beis Siv Gimel, and also in terms of Brachos, Simen Kuf Pehe Siv Beis, and Simen Reish Vav Siv Gimel. However, there's also a further debate I don't want to get into, which is according to the view of the Rambam and the Smag, that by Kriyashma Her Kedibur Dami, or only other mitzvos that Her Kedibur Dami, maybe Shema is different, but we won't get into that. Good. So even though we paskin, as I said, against the Rambam, that here her lav kedibur dami, the Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Beis Siv Dalet says something very interesting. Im machmas cholio ones, kar krishma belibo, yatza. Let's say a person, nebuch, they're very sick. They don't have the kayach to say the words of Shema. So what do? They're maharer, they're yatza. Question is, what does that mean, yatza? According to the Pri Chadash and others, you're actually not yotze. We paskin, like I said, here alav kedibur dami, such that if the onus passes, let's say he's feeling a little better, if the zman of Shema is not passed, so you should say Shema again. On the other hand, the Birkei Yosef, the Pri Megadim, they say no. that your yotzei b'makom ones al yedei hirhor. So the hashlama, the michtam, others. And therefore, if the ones passes, you don't have to repeat Shema. If we take a look at the Bir Halacha and the Simen Samach Beis, Dimas Chol Yatzah, and also over here in the Mishnah Bura, Sif Katan Beis, he says that really, you're not Yotzei. More like the Shita, the Pre-Chadash. And we Paskin really hear a lot of Kedibur Dami. Why? That's the view of most Rishonim, almost all of them. That's the way the Mishnah Bura Paskins. However, if you look at the Agros Moshe, Chelak Hei, Simen Dalet, he disagrees. He says that the Shulchan Aruch, Samach Beis, says Yatzah. If you're sick and your Maharishmat says you're Yotzei. Doesn't sound like you're not Yotzei. Sounds like you are Yotzei. Doesn't just say, oh, when you do it, it's like a nice thing. Your Mekabel Eil Schar. It says you're Yatzah. Sounds like you're Yotzei Mamish. So what is the Shulchan Aruch? But how could that be? Didn't the Shulchan Aruch paskin that hear her love, Kedibur Dami? So Rav Moshe explains, the pshat is that Shas Hadchak or Somech on Adas Yachid. So if it's an ones, if I'm too sick to enunciate the words or to even move my lips, so that's a Shas Hadchak. Shas Hadchak we paskin, like the Rambam, that here Kedibur Dami. So you are Yotzei. It's not just like a nice thing to do in place of Kriya Shema, you're Yotzei Shema. And then Rav Moshe goes further. He says, even the Pri Chadash, who says that you have to repeat Shema if the onus goes away, agrees to that. It's just that the Pri Chadash says that even though you were Yotzei, if the onus passes, right, you're feeling better. Now it's not a Shas Hadchak anymore. So now you should say Shema again. But it's not the Pshat like the Mishnah Brura says. The Mishnah Brura understands that the Pri Chadash, the reason why the Pri Chadash says that if the onus passes, you should repeat Shema, is because you never said Shema, right? You weren't Yotzei at all. Here is Lav Kedibur Dami. What do you do? It's a nice thing, a nice thing. No, better than nothing. But it's not Shema. So Rav Moshe says, no, even if Pichadish agrees, you're Yotzei. It says, you're Yotzei, right? It's just, if the Pichadish's Chiddush is that if you could still do the mitzvah, and it's not a Shas Hadchak anymore, so then you should do it in a proper way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here writes that let's say you're the makom ones, so you benched Beherer, and now the onus is passed. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should bench again. That's Lashitaso. According to Rav Moshe, would you bench again? Probably not. And maybe even the Pri Chadash would agree over here because it's a bracha. Shema, say it again, it's Nishkefer Lach. But over here, Rav Moshe would disagree with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. You would not bench again. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like Rav Moshe, as we said. The Pashtus in the Pri Chadash is like the Mishnah Brura, because you're already Yotzei. How could you have to do a mitzvah again that you're Yotzei? It seems to me that perhaps there's a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas over here, how to understand the principle of Holchan Basar Rov when there's no Amida Laminyan. According to Mishnah Brura, we follow Rov, and that's Achrav Adais. So since Rov Rishonim hold that here Kalav Dibur Dami, that it's Lav Kedibur Dami, and even B'Shas Hadchak it's Lav Kedibur Dami. According to Rav Moshe, no. According to Rav Moshe, that means that when it's not a Shas Hadchak, the halacha is here Lav Kedibur Dami. But when it is a Shas Hadchak, it's Kedibur Dami, because it's not like a rov when there's an Amida Laminyan where the minority view is rejected and totally seen as not correct. No, that's, we talked about this a little bit when we learned the Gemaras, right? That's when there's an Amida Laminyan, when they take a vote. But when they don't take a vote, there's not a hachrav vadais. That's why b'shas hadchak could be something chanadas yachid. And therefore, b'makom hadchak, that's actually the halacha, your yotzei. Whereas shas hadchak, some chanadas yachid for Rav Moshe, for the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like either you don't say it when it's a deraisa shayla, or it's better than nothing, but you're not actually yotze. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about this. Rabbi Omer Chelak Dalad Simin Gimel Chelak Gimel Chelak Dalad Simin Gimel Osiyot Tes mostly, and his approach is much more similar to the Mishnah Berurah's approach. I mean, to Rav Moshe's approach, not the Mishnah Berurah's approach. And he actually even goes and says an afkamina would be that b'makom safek brachos you should be mehaher the bracha. Why? Because he assumes that even if you are yotze the bracha through hear her, there's no such thing as a bracha levatala, bracha netzricha, when it's just hear her. So look, asafik brachos, at the very least, I should be maharher, right? Because it can't hurt, and maybe it helps. Because again, he sees that the view of hear her, that the psak that we pass can hear lav kedibur dami, is the normative psak. You should not say it behir, but it's not like the other view has been totally rejected, right? He says, what if you're maharher the bracha? Should you make the bracha again? So then he says, you should be maharher bracha in fon mavuz oli olam ba'ed, and then say the bracha. Interesting. Okay, so let's say you made a mistake. You're maharher kriyashma. So again, there I think certainly halacha l'maisa, you should repeat kriyashma b'fiv. What's it in by brachos? So that's less clear. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you would say it again. According to others, maybe we would say safek brachos lahakel. Except for maybe d'oraisas, right? So that's what the Bir Halacha writes, that v'vadei yachzir b'yivarech, even in shar brachos you can, whereas again, if you followed, I think, the approach of Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia, you wouldn't repeat the bracha. Okay. And that's in the same tshuva from Yabi Omer, Os Yud Zayin. Good. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes that l'chatchila, you should be mashmiya la'azno. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Vav, Siv Gimel, v'im lo ishmiya la'aznav, yatza uvavad shiyotzi b'sfasav. So we have three dargos. We have hear her, where we paskin, you're not yotze. Maybe shasat chak is different, but otherwise you're not yotze. We have lahotzi v'sfasav ula hashmiya la'aznav, which is the correct thing to do. And then we have this middle view, where you are motzi b'sfasav, but you're not mashmiya la'aznav. In that case, b'di'eved, you're yotze. Now, the question that I was wondering a little bit about is, what exactly does that mean? To be motzi b'sfasav, but not l'hashmiya la'azno. What's the suffix? Is the pshat that I actually say it, I just say it so quietly I can't hear it, but, or no, I'm not even saying it, I'm just moving my lips. Which one is it? In other words, sometimes I actually say it, it's just so quiet I don't hear it, right? I don't hear it in my ears. But I am saying it. I'll give you a raya. Sometimes if you go ahead, you speak to yourself, but if you cover your mouth with your hands, you'll all of a sudden hear it. You're saying you haven't changed your volume, but normally you can't hear it because when you cover your mouth, it echoes back through your body and you hear it not from the outside, but through your body. That's why your voice sounds funny when you talk, when you hear a recording of it, because usually you don't hear your voice through the outside, through your ears. From the outside, it's coming through you. So it's... What? No, so try it. Go ahead and talk really, really quietly. Try benching, you know, saying words, and such that you don't hear it. And then cover your mouth, then you'll start hearing it. So that for sure you're yotze, right? The question is, what if it's even less than that? What if you're moving your lips, but there is no sound at all emitted? Are you yotze that way? Or is that saying no? Once there's zero sound, that's already just machshava. That's hear her. So Rav Moshe, it's in Rabbi Bodner's Sefer, I mean in the Art Scroll English Sefer, it's quoted in Dirshu number 5. Sounds like he's makel on that child. He says, lip pronunciation is sufficient, even though no sound is admitted. And I saw similar thing in the Pnini Halacha, imchitech es haosios besfasav, lamrot shalo hishmiya es kol olazno, ha'il v'asa maisa, eze maisa nasfasav. So I think it means even though there's no sound. So, but I'm not sure. I think that might be what a lot of people do. A lot of people, they daven. And it's not just that it's too quiet to hear. There's no sound at all. But obviously, lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, you should hear. And even if you don't hear, you should make sure at least that you are, it just, you're doing the same thing as if you heard, just without sufficient volume. There are actually some poskim, though, that the Kaf HaChayim says from Mikubalim that by Shmona Esrei, against the Shulchan Aruch, that you should do it silently, just Chotech Besvasayim, Belila Hashmiya Lazno. I don't think we paskin that way. We paskin Alechatchila for Shmona Esrei, you should be Mashmiya Lazno. But there's really no reason why you shouldn't be able to be Mashmiya Lazno without making sure that the guy next to you hears. That's not very nice. It's distracting when you daven next to somebody with the Shmona Esrei. There you could hear their Shmona Esrei. Now, just an interesting, since the Mishnah Brura brought this up a little bit in the Machtes HaShakel, so what's the idea of making sure that you could be Mashmiya Lazno, right? Why is that so important? So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, with a little amplification here, I think you can deduce 3 reasons for it. A practical reason, a psychological reason, and a mystical reason. The practical reason is that you're more likely to focus if you daven out loud. And so certainly you should even be Mashmiya Lazno. And on the parts of Shmona Esrei that, and the parts of davening that you could be fully out loud, it's helpful for focusing. On a psychological level, it's more likely to be transformative. That's why the Mefarshim say we do vidui bepeh, not just belev. When we daven out loud, so we're involving more of ourselves, more of our senses. It's not just our minds, it's our lips, it's our ears, right? The more of us is involved, the more it affects us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear. Obviously, he could hear if it's just machshava. But we're more likely to be transformed through that process. And finally, on a machshava level, we want to involve all of ourselves. You know, our machshavos oftentimes want to do what's right. Now, it's easy to think that, to think about doing the right thing, right? What's much harder is to do the right thing. So we want to involve our machshava, our dibur, and our maisa. The Maharal says something like this in the Siv HaVoda Perk Beis in our tefillah. Okay, turning to Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh mishomer debal habayis im banav v'ishto sarach levarach b'kol ram kedei sheyetzu b'vircha. So the Magen Avraham here says, what is he talking about? Sarachiyun. Lama kasav yesh mishomer sheharei milsad epshita kevan she'enim yodim levarach. What are we talking about over here? There's no zimun. So why is he being motzi them? It must be that they don't want a bench, right? Because if you don't want a bench, you're going to bench on their own. You're not allowed a bench for somebody else, unless there's a Zimun, unless they don't know how to bench. So they talk about where they don't know how to bench. So obviously, if they don't need a bench, so you should bench out loud for them. So why does he say this like a Yesh Misha Omer, right? Yesh Misha Omer. Oh, the Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim. Everybody says that. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Then he tells you to look at what he says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So what does he say in Kuf Tzadi Gimel? There he says, and the Rambam himself is also saying that, the Lachain Tov Shehanashim Yivarchu La'atzman Miwa Minav Bizman Azeh Kirashi Diyotzos Afal Pishein Mavinos. Oh, the answer is that the truth is that we know there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether you could be Yotzei Tushameka Ona if you don't understand. So he said before, if you bench and you don't understand, you're Yotzei. But if you're Yotzei through Shomei Ka'ona, certainly with no Zimun, there's a Shaila, could you be Yotzei or not? So Rashi says you could. The Shulchan Aruch isn't really Paskin like Rashi, but says the Magen Avraham, the Velt seems to be knowing like Rashi. Darkei Moshe already points that out. Even by Kiddush, the Bach says that's Doraisa. In other words, people are Yotzei without really understanding it. And we're so mech on Shitas Rashi. Oh, so now we could understand perhaps what the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch is. That's why it's cited as Yesh Omrim. So let's go through the possibilities to understand the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Again, the Kasha is that why does he say Yesh Misha Omer that you should bench out loud for your wife and children? So one answer, by the way, you could have said, Lule the Magen Avraham, is to say, yeah, it's true. Everybody might agree to it. But he says it as a Yesh Omrim because he's quoting the opinion of one Rishon here is quoting the Kolbo, right? The Beis Yosef, there's a principle that when the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting one opinion, even if there are no Cholkim, he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. So maybe that's why it's Yesh Omrim. So the Machlokes HaShekel explains over here, that can't be what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, because that's when there's a Chiddush. It's just nobody disagrees, like the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen that a woman becomes Tameh if she has a Hargash and she doesn't find Dan. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as Yesh Omrim. Why? Because there's no Cholkim. But at the same time, it's a very big Chiddush. So when you have a Chiddush, but only one Rishon said it, but no Rishon disagrees, so that's when it's quoted as Yesh Omrim. But here, that's not a good answer, because everybody would agree. So that's why it's Akasha. So the Magen Avraham basically might be answering that, yeah, it's a Yesh Omrim because this is Somech on Shitas Rashi, right? That you're Yotze even though they don't understand. Now, the problem with that answer is, one second, then there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that you're only Yotze through Shomei Kona if you understand. So the Bir Alach over your answer is, yeah, but he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim, I'll call upon him, it's better than nothing, right? In other words, if your wife does not a bench, and she has no Hebrew, so what are your choices? It's better than nothing. At least do this. Another third option is that, it's not paskening, it's just being mitzayin it. And then the Machlokes HaShekel says another point, which again, I don't know if this is what you're going to say what the Shulchan Aruch means, but what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is you should bench b'kol ram because the kol is ma'or kavana. It's not because to be motzi them. But it's hard to say that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Okay, good. Turning to Sif Dalet, we have the discussion of Shikr. So the Yerushalmi says that Shikr, Mahu Sheyivarech, Abba Bar Oven Amar, Chad Chasid Shal Eliyahu, Shikr Mahu Sheyivarech, Amar Lei, V'chaltav Zabat Verachta, Afilu Midumdam. So it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, Eliyahu taught us that you could bench when you're a shikr. We learned that from Bachatav Zavat Verachta. How do you learn that from Bachatav Zavat Verachta? Afilu Medumdum. So Yushalmi, Rabbeinu Yonah explains, because it's being a dayak from the fact that it says Savata, and it's common that by the time the Savata, you're a little bit Medumdum, can't speak properly. And nevertheless, the Torah says you're Yotzei. Good. So what does Medumdum mean? So Tosfos explains, Eino Yochel Adaber Karawi. So what does that mean? So the first view, this is the view of the Shulchan Aruch, is that this means that mikol makom yochol ledaber lifnei hamelech. Right? I can't speak karaoi, but I could speak before king. So the Taz over here, Sif Katan Beis, I don't know what that means. If enu yochel davar roi, that means you can't be medaber from the melech. What are you gonna? You're gonna go before the melech and be medaber shalok haroi. In other words, when we say yochel ledaber lifnei melech, so that must mean karoi. So the Chemed Moshe answers to this question, quoted in the Machlis HaShakel. It's like a cute answer. He says that when you're drunk, so if you need to, you're going to speak very slowly, Lashono Kaved, because of the wine. So if, at least if you want to sound normal when you talk, you're going to have to go slowly, right? But that's okay, because when you speak before king, the Derech Eretz is Ladaber B'masan. It's not like you're giving a chabura, then the Derech Eretz is to go very, very fast. So that way they don't have to play at a double speed. You just give it a double speed. It's much easier. But, right? But then they could play it in quadruple speed. Way before the Melech, Derech Eretz is to speak slowly. So he says, ah, you're Medaber Lefnei HaMelech, but you're not Medaber Karoi. Because before your friend, you're going to speak normally quicker. But before the Melech, it's okay. That's what the Chemed Moshe says. Well, the Beis Yosef assumes that. Pashtos. Not like... this Chemed Moshe, I think, Yochel Adabel means you're not going to be a shtick. In other words, you could pull yourself, you know, this happens all the time when somebody's drunk. They act like a crazy person, right? And then, you know, then like the cop shows up. Okay. So they stop acting so crazy, right? But when they talk, the cop's going to figure out that he's drunk. Right? It's not like you can pull yourself together enough to not act like a shaita, but you can't pull yourself together enough to make it not noticeable that you've drunk. So that's what it means. Sometimes you're so stoned that even if the melech shows up, even if the cop shows up, you don't pull yourself together. You're so out of it. That's enu yachol adaber lifnei melech. Right here, it's Yachol Adaber Lefnei HaMelech. When the cop shows up, you're going to stop acting like an idiot, but you're not going to be able to fool him. Even without the breathalyzer test, he knows, right? He's going to figure it out one way or the other. So we need to figure out what's a din by Birkas HaMazon and what's a din by Tefillah. So by Birkas HaMazon, the Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Tzadi Tes Sif Aleph, that if you're at this state, meaning to say, Yachol Adaber Lefnei HaMelech, but you're not, the way we say it over here is Enyachol Adaber Karoi, right? You're shasui, you're tipsy, right? You're not stoned. We'll use the terms that some of the poskim use is shasui versus shikr, right? You're Yachol Adaber Lefnei HaMelech, so you're not shikr, but you're shasui. So the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't daven l'chatchila, but b'di'evet tfilaso tfila. In other words, as opposed to if you're shikr, then even b'diavad ain't tefillah, so tefillah you have to daven again. But still, if you're shasua, you shouldn't daven l'chatchila. So the pashup shot is, over here, what are we saying? What's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi, which the Torah and Shulchan Aruch paskin? The chiddush of Yerushalmi is that even though in other respects we saw where medameh berkas hamazon to tefillah, for example, you have to be in one place, and even in terms of the halach of who you could respond to, we have all the chumras of Shmona Esrei. It's more chumra than even Shema. So even though in some respects we're midame birkas hamazon to Shmona Esrei, with respect to this halacha, because it says b'savata uveirachta, that we're not midame, and therefore we distinguish between Tefillah and Shmona Esrei, based off of the Yerushalmi. Oh. So if you wanted to divide, you know, the various levels of inebriation, we could go ahead and say that there are four levels. Number one is you drank a little bit, but it doesn't affect you, right? You could still talk normally or the like. You had a cup of wine, half a cup of wine, something like that, right? So then you could daven l'chatchila, right? Less than a revius, for sure, is okay. Sometimes maybe even more than a revius. That's a discussion over there. That's the first level. The second level is what we're calling shasui. That's where the alcohol affects your behavior. You're floaty, it's hard to focus, but yachol ledaber lifnei hamelech. And in that case, we say lechatchila do daven, b'dieved daven, b'dieved tefila so tefila, but birkas hamazon, it could even be lechatchila. Then we have shikur, enu yachol ledaber lifnei hamelech. In that case, we say, even if you started davening, you should stop immediately. Tfilaso to'eva. And even if you finish davening, you have to repeat davening. What's the din by Birkas HaMazon? By this. What's the din by Birkas HaMazon? So here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Rush and Tosos were mistopic if you're Yotzei. The Magen Avraham is Medayik. From the Zohar that your Yotzei Lechatchil, that even Lechatchil you could bench. Okay? And then the fourth darga is what we call Shekuso Shalot. In terms of that, it's your Shota Lechol Davar. Whatever you did, it's like you did nothing. Everybody would agree that you can't bench, and if you bench, it's nothing, it's nothing. So again, Lechora, the Shulchan Aruch over here, when it says you could bench while you're drunk, is talking about shasui. We'll see in a moment, the Magen Avraham says no, even shikur. Now, legabe shikur bebirkas hamazon. So again, what does the Beis Yosef say? So he brings down the safek of Tosos and the Rush, right? If you're shikur and you benched, you have to repeat benching or not. Do we say that you are yotzei? Because just like we darshan in that you're yotzei medumdum, so you're even yotzei shikur, even though eino yachol ledaber lifnei hamelech. Or do we say no? That just like by tefila, eino yachol ledaber lifnei hamelech, tefila sa toeva, so too by Birkas HaMazon. The Yerushalmi is only coming to teach us shasui. And this relates also to the shayla of tzoa. Now, l'chol record the Shulchan Aruch sif hei. If you're shikur, einu yachol avarich, you should be mam tenach yis orer, and b'di'eved, if you bench, you're yotzei. Why? Because he used the lashon of b'di'eved, right? In birech, so, because the rishonim are misupak, right? So that's what I said before, that the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he holds. B'di'eved, if you're shasui, you could bench l'chatchila, right? If you're shikur, meaning einu yachol ledaber lifnei hamelech, so then, l'chatchila, you shouldn't bench. But b'di'eved, if you benched, you shouldn't bench again. Right? Because of the suffix of Tosis and the Rush. However, the Magen Avraham argues that l'chatchila, you should bench before you become shikur. But if it's too late, you became shikur already, so then you could bench anyway, against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch would say, wait till you sober up. Right? Again, you have this situation. Shasu, you could bench. What should you do on Purim? So, probably on Purim, you shouldn't do any of this stuff. You should drink Yoser, Melimuda, and go to sleep. But let's say you decide to do things the old-fashioned way. So, what should you do? You should drink, and then you should bench. Right, it takes a while for the alcohol to kick in. That's why people get so sick and they get drunk, because they drink a lot and they say, oh, I don't feel so drunk, so I'll drink a bunch more. And then they're gone, because you have to give it time to kick in. So what you should do is you drink. And then while you're still shasui, before you're shikur, bench right away. That's true, both according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. Because again, if you're shikur, it's a suffix, the rush entices on the suffix. But let's say you messed up. You didn't do that, right? By the time you're ready to bench. Now you're already holding by being a shikar. You're past chasui. So then what should you do? One of the few times that I saw Rabbi Twersky being willing to paskin was on this. Because Rabbi Twersky, the Maisa, if he has no choice, he has to paskin, right? So usually he could tell you to go somewhere else. But at his suda, everybody was drunk. And they asked him, can we bench? So what's he going to do? Like tell, you know, he asked it. So he paskened on everybody, whether they could bench. We daven marav there, so he paskened on them whether they could daven marav. Anyway, so what? That's another shaila, because he also drank a lot. So, you don't think, anyway, another time. But yes, you're correct. There's an Isser Harab. So maybe you're saying it wasn't Psak. Anyway, another time. So I can't faithfully relate the story because I was drunk. So like this. Oh. So the Magen Avraham disagrees, right? So again, what's our shaila? A person drinks Purim, he's still shasui, he should bench. But let's say it's too late. Now he's already a shikur. So the Shulchan Aruch says he should wait. Wait till you sober up and bench. Magen Avraham says, no, bench now anyway. What's the logic of the Magen Avraham to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch? So the Magen Avraham, first of all, he quotes that from the Kitzer Piskei HaRash, it sounds like he thinks a shikur can bench. Now, what does that mean? Because in the Rush, it was Mesupik, maybe thought that he was nota more that you could bench. And then he says, even though Tosis and the Rush were Mesupik, Birkas HaMazon is Deraisa, and therefore, since you're Mesupik, you better bench now. Because if you don't bench now, you wait till you sober up, you might be well past, you might be hungry again. Now, that itself is the perfect solution, because then if you sober up and you're still not hungry, then maybe you should bench again. It's not baked or rice, but that's what he says. And then he writes, anyway, the pashtus as you shall me is that you should bench. Why? In other words, it's dochak to say that the Yerushalmi is only talking about shasui. It's more mashma that the Yerushalmi is talking about chikr. Doesn't sound medumdum. Then he continues, Zohar also chikr. And then he adds an interesting poem, says, the kol shekein ha'idna, the belacha kol kach. Now, the chayra, this is bishlama to say, you know, al hatsad, that you're not yotze, it doesn't matter so much that nowadays we're not mechavim, right? There are other halachos where we say, well, we don't have so much kavana nowadays. We don't follow the din of the gemara. Like, you know, when we come home from a traveling, you know, we don't say wait 3 days before you daven. Because anyway, we don't have so much kavana. So we're not going to save anything. But here, you're not yotze. So I think what he means is that since you're yotze b'di'eved, because that's really what I think, then there's no point in waiting till you sober up. Because even when you sober up, you're not going to have that much kavana. And moreover, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Ramban that a shikur is mutar levarich b'chol abrachos, everything but tefillah, where you dafka need omei lefnei amelach. And therefore, the Mishnah says we paskin like the Magen Avraham, and that's the right thing to do. If you take a look at Dirshu note 9, he says, but maybe if you have a shikur, you shouldn't be mitzarif him towards a minion. If you have 9 people and the 10th is shikur, because that's a safek brachos to say elokeinu. He says, there's more room to be makel for 3, but not for 10. Lagabi kriyashma brachos, the poskim disagree about this halacha, lechatchila, if you're shasui or shikur, you shouldn't say it. You should really wait. And that's no gaf for myriv by Purim, lechatchila, you should wait, and certainly for Shmon Esrei. Whereas other brachos, you could be makel by shasui, and maybe even shikur, if you're afraid you're going to miss it, like an Asher Yatzar, right? After the Purim Suda, let's say you're holding by Shikur. You should still make the Asher Yatzar because if you wait, you'll probably miss it. Okay, good. Now, I want to turn to Simon Kuf Pei Vav. The problem is that we're out of time. So let me just tell you what we're going to Kufifa is a lot of very important issues. We're going to start off by the big machlokas Rishonim about Nashim. Maybe I'll just mention it quickly now. And then, so the Beis Yosef basically says there's three schools of thought, whether Nashim or Chayavos and Birkos and Mazon Deraisa. The Gemara is a shayla about this, but it's not clear what the conclusion is. So Rashi says, first of all, why would you think women aren't Chayavos Midaraisa? It's not a mitzvah cessation, it's my grandma. So Rashi says it's because Lonatlu Chaylek Baaretz. Taisa says, what about Kohanim and Levim? The Rashba says, what about Gerim? There are answers to that, but that's why they reject Rashi. Toso says that the reason that sad not to say Berkos Hamazon Deraisa is because there are less Nubim Bris V'Torah. This is Tosos Lashitoso, the Bris V'Torah is Deraisa. As we saw, many Rishonim disagree with this. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, Parakei Halacha Aleph of Brachos, says an interesting thing. He says, this is like a mitzvah seishas as man grama, because the Achilas Goyim, the Berkos Hamazon. You see, here a very fundamental machlokas, how to understand Zman grama. Is Zman grama only when it's Dafka Zman? Not to say that time is irrelevant, but the Zman is the Goyim. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos are assuming, in which case they assume that it is a mitzvah sasesha ein hazman grama, whereas Rabbeinu Manoach seems to have a different approach. So what's a nafkamin if they're chayavos midaraisa midrabanan? The Gemara says nafkamin is going to be motzi others, nafki lafuke rabbi midei chovasan. If it's derabanan, they can't be motzi others. If it's deraisa, they can be motzi others. The Achronim actually ask, b'chor another nafkamin is b'makom safek, why didn't the Mishnah Brura, why didn't the Gemara give that nafkamina? They give answers to that. Lamaisa, there are three days among the Rishonim how we paskin. Some Rishonim paskin that they are chayavos midaraisa. This is a view of the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba. It's based off of, first of all, a slightly different girsa than we have, especially because the girsa, the question of girsa. If you have the girsa at the beginning of the Gemara that says pshita, so then you're more likely to think that it's deraisa, right? That's that shakla at the beginning that some Rishonim don't have. There's another reason to say that, but we'll get to that next time. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks the maskana of the Gemara is there only chayavos midrabanan, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that lamaskana tzasafik, it's a vital of shita. That's the way we paskin. So therefore, in terms of her being moti other people, she shouldn't be moti other people if they're full. But that's never relevant for us anyway. Everybody always says their own benching. But lamaisa, what do you do if she's misupekas woman? Eight kedei svia, she doesn't remember if she benched or not. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, Nebir Halacha, and Adir Shu Note 5 all discuss this, but we don't have time to talk about it now. So what are we going to talk about next time? We're going to begin with a very important discussion about the question of why can or can't you be motzi someone if you are chayav, if they're chayav midarais and you're only chayav midarabanan. And then we're going to talk about ketanim, we'll talk about chinuch, the interesting view of the Ramban, what's the nature of chinuch. All that discussion comes up here in Rishonim, especially the very famous Ramban in the Mochamos on Daf Yud Beis. It's also quoted by the Ran in Megillah. We'll discuss that Rambam Shita, interesting Rambam, in that topic as well. So we'll talk about Chinuch next time on Kuf Pei Hey. Kuf Pei Vav, I mean, and then we'll start Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Pei Zayin we'll do very quickly. Kuf Pei Ches, there's some very interesting discussions, especially we'll spend time discussing the question of Yalo V'Yavo and Ritzei after Yontif and Shabbos end. What about Atarti Desasri when it's Shabbos going into Rosh Chodesh? And those types of very important questions. Okay.